Hi, I'm Harry Reeder, Senior Pastor of Briarwood. It is Thursday, time for another slice of fresh bread. It's a great privilege to be with you in these devotional moments together. We've only got 5 minutes together every day, but hopefully this is a help to your regular devotional life, and perhaps right now it is your devotional life from which you want to build. And so here we are in 2 Timothy, we're in chapter 4, and we find ourselves in verse 14. Now, the Apostle Paul is in this section from chapter 4, verse 9, all the way up to the end, in which he is affirming individuals, individual people, their usefulness to him, those who have abandoned him, those who are providentially not with him because they've been sent to other responsibilities and they are engaged in those ministries. So that's where we are in our study of 2 Timothy and our fresh bread. And now we come to another individual. He's an interesting individual. This is what he says about this man in chapter 4 and verse 14. Alexander the coppersmith did me much harm. The Lord will repay him according to his deeds. Well, just a couple of thoughts. In fact, if you don't mind, let me read it again for you. Listen to it carefully. Alexander, the coppersmith, he did me much harm, but the Lord will repay him according to his deeds. Now, how did Alexander, the coppersmith, do him much harm? Well, we don't know exactly. Was it the fact that Alexander turned him in to the authorities and he played the role of Judas in Paul's life? We just simply do not know. We just have no idea about what it was Alexander the coppersmith actually did. But here's what we do know. It's amazing, isn't it? You can see that Paul is willing to affirm and actually document what Alexander has done that seems to be treasonous, not only to Christ, but also to Christ's servant, Paul, and seemed to be aimed at undermining Paul or harming Paul. In fact, he was succeeded in doing not just harm to Paul, but he succeeded in doing much harm to Paul. Yet even though he had done much harm to Paul, notice how Paul is measured. The Lord will repay him. I'm not going to take out vengeance. I'm not going to seek to go after him. He just turns him over to the Lord. Folks, can I tell you, that's the key to being able to forgive your enemies and to forgive those who would spitefully use you. That's what it means to forgive. It means to just turn them over to the Lord. Say to them, you know what? You may have done this against me, and in the world I could probably build a case against you because of what you've done against me, but in the kingdom of God, I'm not going to do that. I am actually freeing you from my personal right to bring some form of justice upon you. I'm not going to do that. Now, you may have to answer to the state or to a court because of what you did, but you don't have to answer to me, and you will have to answer to the Lord. So I am going to turn you over to the Lord. Why? Well, because judgment is mine, says the Lord. I will repay. So that's exactly what Paul believed and says, you know, I'm not going to hold you accountable to me. I'm going to love my enemies, and we'll be honest about what they've done, but I'm going to love my enemies. And by the way, in terms of what they've done, I'm not going to make them pay. I'm just going to turn them over to the Lord. And if they repent, praise the Lord, they're forgiven and restored. And if they don't repent, then the Lord will deal with them. Now notice again, we're always living with an eye to the coming of Christ. Remember the Apostle Paul says, I have finished the fight, and there awaits for me the crown of righteousness that he will award on that day. And then here he's looking at that day as the day the Lord will bring justice. He doesn't have to bring justice. Paul's going to focus on being a mouthpiece and a preacher of the gospel of grace. Oh, the joy and liberty of being set free from making people pay back us, and let the Lord settle the scales of justice. What we want to do is announce the gospel of grace, and that's another slice of fresh bread.
For additional resources from Harry Reeder, download the Briarwood PCA app from your app store.